Substance abuse and adolescent suicide often go hand in hand for a number of reasons. On the next Family Matters, we'll discuss the connection between the two and help parents understand that there are ways to be on the front foot when it comes to dealing with teen depression and anxiety. Do stick with us. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. Our question today comes from a mom who is concerned about a child who may be in danger of self-harm. She asks, what's the relationship between drugs, alcohol, and teen suicide? What should we do if we suspect that our child might be at risk for any of these behaviors? As a matter of fact, research indicates a fairly close connection between teen suicide and substance abuse. The overwhelming majority of suicide victims of all ages have some kind of mental or substance-related disorder which interferes with healthy cognitive processes and prevents them from coping normally with the stresses, strains, and disappointments of life. Where drinking or drug addiction are brought into the mix with the symptoms of clinical depression, a condition which is the result of a particular brain chemistry, usually low levels of serotonin, and which often has biological and genetic causes, the situation is ripe for the development of dangerous self-destructive behavior. It's important to add that in 30 to 50% of teen suicide cases, substance abuse is a part of the event itself. In other words, a large number of teens who take their own lives do so not only while they are intoxicated, but precisely because they are intoxicated. The irony here is that many of them resort to drinking or drug abuse as a way of escaping their emotional pain. Unfortunately, the intoxicating substance frequently produces the opposite effect. It actually increases the intensity of their depression. At the same time, it removes any inhibitions that may be keeping them from carrying out their desperate plans. It's not surprising that the result is often tragic. If you have reasons for believing that your child may be abusing drugs or alcohol, or if you even suspect that he may be moving in that direction, we'd encourage you to confront the situation positively and decisively. Remember, as parents, you are uniquely positioned to act as a lifeline for your teen at a time when the pressures of adolescence are overwhelming him and obscuring his perceptions of the future. Raise some pointed questions about drug and alcohol use among his peers. Ask him directly if he's ever been tempted to engage in substance abuse. Don't criticize, express anger, assign blame, or share personal anxieties at this point. Instead, be a source of unconditional love, compassion, and support. Meanwhile, you'll want to be aware of and look for signs that could indicate that your adolescent might be clinically depressed. You should observe for behaviors like painful introspection, negative self-concept, dramatic mood swings, episodes of moping and crying, withdrawal and isolation, fatigue and other explained physical ailments, poor school performance, and outbursts of anger and overt acting out. If these symptoms are present and persistent for more than 2 weeks, then you should seek appropriate help immediately. You may want to contact your doctor for advice or a referral. Even if a present threat of suicide doesn't seem to be part of the picture, you should still take definite steps to deal with the depression. If you find that your child is already abusing drugs or alcohol, there are a number of places you can turn to for professional assistance. We suggest you begin by seeking professional counseling for your teenager, and we highly recommend that you do this together as a family. Focus on the Family's counseling staff would be happy to provide you with referrals to programs of this nature, or a list of qualified therapists in your area who specialize in treating substance abuse. Call 031-716-3300 or log on to safamily.co.za and click on the counseling link. Please also be sure to look out for a phenomenal resource we offer online called Alive to Thrive. This is a 6-part program designed to equip parents in teen suicide prevention. 18 licensed and highly experienced Christian counselors contributed to this resource. You'll not only find information to help you learn more about topics contributing to the devastating problem of suicide, but you'll also learn practical ways to start important conversations with your kids. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.